At the Burlington waterfront on Saturday, beer lovers lined up to sample a wide range of beers from Vermont's ever-growing craft beer industry. Now in its 22nd year, the Vermont Brewers Festival has become an event that draws tourists from all over New England. This year, it sold out in a record 11 minutes when tickets went on sale a few months ago. Festival goers had three sessions to choose from throughout the weekend. Laura Streets is the festival's director. She says tickets were capped at $2,800 per session. Many more were turned away.
Right at 4 o'clock, there were over 30,000 people who logged into the website. We just didn't want to pack in people to where it was uncomfortable.
Streets says one reason for the festival's popularity is the opportunity to sample Vermont beers made in smaller batches and distributed across a limited geographic area.
They do not want to brew quantity, you know, because they're really artists and they're taking the time. And so these beers are highly sought after because you cannot get them.
Those beers included offerings from The Alchemist, makers of Heady Topper, and brews from Hill Farmstead. But one of the longest lines was for Lawson's Finest Liquids. Sean Lawson brews the beer out of his garage in Warren. This is his seventh year at the festival.
With all the hard work that goes into it, and it's a lot of long hours and hard work, that's one of the most gratifying parts when you know people are really happy with the beer that you make.
And Lawson says in terms of sampling, he's most looking forward to trying the Canadian beers.
Our friends and colleagues from up in Quebec and beyond, and so I really look forward to trying the beers from breweries like Dunham and Hopfenstark and Du Duciel and Benelux.
That sentiment was echoed by festival goer Tori Scarzello. She, like the other festival attendees, has 15 beer tickets to spend wisely.
We're trying to branch out a little bit here tonight and try some brews from out of state, trying to try things that we've never really had before.
With 225 different beers on tap, the challenge isn't finding a new brew, but choosing which ones to sample. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.